Welcome to Box Office Bozo, a game show where NeoZaz podcaster Chris is put to the test to see how well he knows an actor's success. Don't laugh while I'm reading the intro.
Everyone's like, did I go here? I down here.
If Chris can guess eight of the top 10 highest grossing films of an actor's in their filmography in 10 guesses, he will become a box office boss. Just like last time, right?
Was I boss last time?
Mel Gibson.
Oh, fucking A.
That was
I'll never top that.
I'm not counting the road trip thing. That was with, like, these...
That was
just to kill time.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm talking the traditional you versus the list.
I'll never top that one.
Mel Gibson, you dominated.
Correct.
Well, if you do that again, you will be a box office boss. But if you cannot, you will become a box office bozo. So play along with or against Chris to see if you can avoid becoming a box office bozo.
Should we say that we're in the same room this time?
We are in the same room.
Yeah, it's right. I can see you.
Yeah, we're cupping each other's balls.
I can't go online now and cheat and look up every answer now.
Is that what you do, you son of a bitch?
I can't go on Wikipedia, you know?
No.
Stallone.com and see what his...
Stallone.com.
His time movies are?
We are in Chris's basement museum.
Yes.
As I look around the room, I see Chris's honorary member of the 501st Legion of Star Wars.
That's framed up on the wall.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you, sir.
I see the Rocky statue that I bought you.
Right there.
That I should have bought for myself.
You don't have one for yourself?
No.
What the fuck?
I should have bought two.
Take it.
Oh, okay.
Take it.
Let's say this. If you get this wrong, I take the statue.
I'm going to get it wrong.
Well, you don't know who the person is.
Is it him?
I'm not saying anything.
All right.
So it's delightful to be in Chris's basement. And we bring to you another exciting edition of Box Office Bozo. Chris, you've been doing pretty well.
Yeah, but...
If this is your first time listening... Chris is about to do the filmography in box office take, according to thenumbers.com, of an actor that is very well known. He can ask for a co-star. He can also feel up a friend, which means he usually texts Tim to see if
and
he
never
can help.
Responds. But
he doesn't respond.
Do we talk about this? I can't ask you.
No, you can't ask me.
But why not?
I'm staring at the list.
But you're a friend.
I mean...
So you're not a friend while you're hosting this?
When I'm doing this, you and I are not friends. You and I are mortal enemies.
All right.
I'm a friend of the list, not you.
Okay. All right.
All right. So, are you ready to find out your person?
Do I like this person? Male or female?
Male. I know you love the fellas.
Have I seen his movies?
Yes.
Was there a movie playing upstairs when you walked in here?
No.
Okay. All right. So it's not Richard Crenna. All right. Okay.
It's not Richard Crenna or Martin Creese or Martin Cove.
Cove. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
You combined his character's name from Karate Kid, huh?
I did.
You did.
I did. I told you I had two beers and two Jameson and Cokes before this. So you love this person? I was like, oh, the Mel Gibson one was really fun
but
to listen to.
But do you like this person?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I don't generally listen to the podcast. So, in fact, Tim and I were texting back and forth the other day, and he said he never listens to any of the shows.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's a horn and done.
Yeah. So, and I generally don't either, but I wanted to hear that one because I wanted to hear how happy you were.
I was ecstatic.
It was fun to hear you rejoice.
And I got the top eight, like... Top eight. I got his top eight.
So I thought I would at least do that for one more. With somebody that you really, really love.
I think that's a hint. If it's not Mel, is it Bruce?
No.
Who I really, really love. Oh, wait a minute. I love, but you don't? Kind of?
No, I mean, I like.
I know who this is.
I'm a little indifferent, but I like.
Arnold.
Your actor is Arnold.
What is over here?
Tiberius. Don't look at your goddamn
movies.
Can't
read that far.
Arnold Tiberius Schwarzenegger.
Is that his name?
No.
Oh, okay.
He just made that up. So you have
oh my God.
10 guesses to get 8 of the top 10 box office hits of Arnold Schwarzenegger, according to thenumbers.com. And you have 2 lifelines, and I leave it up to you at this point.
I thought of a new rule.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And this, I don't think this is cheating.
Okay. I can't wait to hear it.
Do you think you could give me the like top one's number and the bottom 10's number?
The box office take?
Yeah.
I do that.
No, like now. So I can know where I'm. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
If that's what you want.
I don't know, because Arnold Schwarzenegger, I love them. I love him to death. He makes some shit. But his, like, for example, Junior might, it's probably made like $57 million, but if I knew how much the bottom one made, I don't know what I'm trying to say here.
I know what you're saying. You want to know the parameters.
Yeah.
Because if you were going to guess something like Junior and you knew the bottom number, you would say there's no way Junior made that much money.
Yes.
I will do that.
Is that like a nice little rule?
The top grossing movie on Arnold's list made $203 million.
Which I think that's not a lot.
The number 10 movie on his list made $90 million.
90.
And I was surprised too. I mean, you kind of said what I was just kind of thinking. Other than, I mean, it's a good filmography, but I'm looking at his list. There really aren't the crazy,
no,
crazy hits that we thought they were.
I know.
And maybe it was because it was back then. You have pointed this out many times. Movies are different now. Robert Downey Jr.'s top 10 list
are all Marvels.
The most lucrative movies ever made. Right. We thought these were major hits back in the day. Looking at it now, I mean, I'm looking at number 10.
I know. You said, what, 90?
$90 million? I know.
And that means its entire run.
Yes.
So, open a week.
Domestic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at the worldwide numbers. His worldwide numbers are astronomical.
Yeah, I can see that.
Even his number. Okay, this is a barometer for you. Number 10 on the list made $90 million in the United States. Worldwide, it made $343 million.
Jesus Christ. But he's liked all around.
Yeah. So, your person is Arnold Schwarzenegger. You love him more than I do, but yeah. I have come to really appreciate Arnold Schwarzenegger as I have gotten older. When I was younger, I was kind of like the movies, other than the big ones, I was kind of like, he kind of sucks, actually. And I like his personality. I like where he, I mean, he's made a lot of mistakes in his life, and I like how he's owned them. He's been a frequent guest on Howard Stern, and he gets to like just lay it out all on the line. And I like listening to him talk.
Right. Did you just last 2 nights ago, whatever, TMZ has a special. You watch that?
No, I will though.
I DVR'd it.
It's Sly and Arnold.
It's fantastic.
I will watch just that.
The two of them talking about their
rivalry and friendship.
Yes.
I will awesome. Watch that. So it, this it was is awesome. A, consider this a plug for the TMZ.
For the TMZ,
what's that little guy's name with the thermos?
He was the host. I don't know his name.
Yeah, Harvey something.
It's a horrible. TMZ is horrible. Right. But I like watching that horrible shit.
All right. Well, it's up to you. I'm gonna write these down.
Yeah, write these down for me. Is I the 200? What was the top one? 210 or something?
203.
Has to be this is his number one. I will put this out there. It's Terminator 2.
Terminator 2.
Now I can see fucking Dave's face, like where his eyes are going, or if he has
that's
to
true.
Scroll.
Yeah, that's
scroll,
true.
Scroll.
You'll be able to see me scroll. Terminator 2: Judgment Day came out July 2nd, 1991. Mm-hmm. And I have fond memories of this movie, working at the movie theater with you and your wife.
Couldn't
and
wait.
All of our dear friends like Tim and Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And we, this was like the summer that I started working at the movie theater. We were graduating high school.
Yeah.
And it was everywhere.
Yeah. This was the movie. This is like a sequel that fucking just surpasses the first one for me.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day, where he plays the Terminator.
He does. But a good one.
Made $203 million. Dollars,
top movie?
And that is his number one
See, there's
all-time movie.
He makes, like, Predator and The Running Man and Commando. There's no way. There's no way these are in the top 10 compared to that.
You're giving up already?
No, I think this movie I liked a lot, and it was a huge, huge summer coming soon, and the golden ticket poster and everything. It was enormous, but people hated it.
Mm-hmm.
This had to make 90 million or more. Last Action Hero. He was, fuck you. What are you doing? Why are you smiling? Last Action Hero. I'm not taking it back.
Okay.
He's counting.
Last Action Hero came out June 18th, 1993, where he played
Jack Slater. Yeah.
This is my favorite, other than Predator, Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. It was funny. And it was
I liked the whole story of the kid in the movie and the movie in the real life, and I love that.
Last Action Hero is a fantastic movie. Unfortunately.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It only made $50 million. $50 million to put it at 17th on his all-time list.
That was my second big one.
So that's an X.
Oh my God.
I love that movie. I used to watch that movie a lot. What a great movie. I want to watch it now. I think I even have an action figure from Last Action Hero. And what was his name? The Ripper?
Yeah, I met him.
Tom Noonan.
Yeah.
Who was the original villain in Manhunter, the movie you don't like. The original Silence of the Lambs, Thomas Harris. Tom Noonan is like a creepy motherfucker.
He is. I got his autograph on my Last Action Hero poster.
I love Last Action Hero.
Years ago.
What a great movie.
Now I'm pissed.
Great soundtrack. AC/DC. Megadeth.
Nah.
Def Leppard, I'll be two steps behind.
That's from that?
Yeah.
I'm fucked because I really thought that was going to be my next guaranteed win. See, Arnold doesn't do anything. Last Action Hero, I want to say maybe, I don't know which one now, maybe one of the Expendables. He wasn't in, I don't even know if he was in all three of them. There's Junior, then there's like Kindergarten Cop, there's these family movies that he makes. Didn't Kindergarten, isn't that John Hughes or something like that? Or Chris Columbus or one of those people?
It wasn't John Hughes.
No. Eraser, which fucking sucked.
Sounds like you don't like him.
I do. I see every Predator, but there's no way. That was in the 80s. And I can't see that being 90.3 or 93 million or something like that.
The lowest on here is 90 million.
90 million.
It's 89.7. I round up when I give totals.
See, movies didn't do that good back in the day.
Right.
The one where he's praying is Junior, the Kindergarten Cop. There's another one. Oh, fuck you. You dumbass.
This is my favorite part of the show, when Chris curses himself out.
Is it Batman and Robin? As Mr. Freeze.
Is that a...
I'm locking that in, yeah. What are you counting? It's a DC Batman movie.
Okay, relax.
All right.
Batman and Robin came out June 20th, 1997, where he played, you said...
Mr. Freeze, I don't know what his character is in real life.
Victor Freeze.
That's okay.
Same character.
Okay.
Batman and Robin made $107 million.
That barely is in there. Number 8.
And is number 7 on his list. So you're 2 for 3.
See, that's what I'm thinking of. I should have went there first for the DC or Marvel world or voice. He didn't voice anything.
Chill.
Yeah.
Batman and Robin is fun to watch.
It is fun to watch.
In hindsight.
Yeah. It's more Adam Westy than it is,
Yeah.
A Batman movie kind of thing.
George Clooney is a very good Batman.
He's not
a good Batman, he's a good Bruce Wayne.
Great Bruce Wayne.
Arnold is fine in it. I mean,
that's they just for the star power. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Twins. Because that was John, that's one of the two. John Hughes, it's somebody big. No. Zemeckis? No. Who made Twins?
I don't remember. It wasn't John Hughes, though.
It was a big person.
I know what John Hughes has done, and that's not one of them.
That's probably his biggest comedy. You know, Junior sucked. If that's in the top 10, I'm burning everything in this room.
You're burning the house down?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to lock in Twins, Dave.
Twins came out December 9th, 1988, where he played... I'd be very impressed if you get this.
No, I haven't seen this movie in so long.
Julius Benedict.
Okay.
It made $112 million.
Okay.
And is his number six all time. So.
That's kind of embarrassing. I don't know. Like, for Arnold for being known as a... Oh, fucking A. I just saw you write down Twins.
Yeah.
And the T gave me a hint of another movie.
Really?
You did, actually.
My T?
Yeah. Because I looked over and I thought I said True Lies. So
my T is a hint?
I completely forgot about True Lies.
Before James Cameron, on,
yes, I'm sorry.
Can I just say
yes
that Kelly Preston in Twins is possibly the most gorgeous person to ever grace the silver screen.
Who's she, his girlfriend or Danny's?
Yes.
Okay. It's been a long time.
Kelly Preston, God rest her soul. Wow. Kelly Preston.
Yeah, she is dead, huh?
She's dead.
That's Travolta's wife, right?
Or yes.
Yeah. And then his kid died too, right?
Horrible. Horrible.
And his career died too.
Stop it right now.
I'm sorry.
Stop it right now. I just watched Domestic Disturbance the other day because I hadn't seen it in a while with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
What a great movie. I sat there like a, with the popcorn. Like I was watching it back then. It came out in like 2001.
Who do you enjoy watching bad movies more of? Travolta or Nick Cage?
Nick Cage.
Okay.
If you want to do yourself a favor, I got the 7-day free subscription to AMC Plus.
Right.
So I could watch all the movies I wanted to watch on AMC Plus and then cancel the subscription.
Right.
Sorry, AMC Plus, that's the way to do it.
If you're listening.
I wanted to watch Late Night with the Devil. But also on there was Sympathy for the Devil with Nicolas Cage. And I had the best time watching this horrible movie, and he was so great in it.
He does a great job making horrible movies good.
Yeah. So, Sympathy for the Devil, if you take anything away from this, watch Nick Cage be Nick Cage.
Yeah, he's did you see that Vampire one yet? What was that one? Came out last year.
Vampire? Oh, Renfield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see them all.
Okay. Yeah, he's...
I love him.
And you saw Pig.
Well, Pig is a fine movie. You can stop talking about Pig because I know your thoughts.
So I got three so far, right?
You're 3 out of 4. You're at 75%.
How about True Lies? James Cameron. It's a fucking huge. He's huge.
I mean, I'm looking at the list. You can read my face all you want.
All right. True Lies.
True Lies?
I'm locking it in. This is his second movie. I'm telling you right now.
All right. True Lies came out July 15th, 1994, where he plays. She says his name a
Harry...
lot.
Harry.
Yeah. I'm impressed already.
I don't know his last name.
Harry Tasker.
Yeah.
You don't need to know the last name. I'm impressed with
Harry!
Yeah.
Yep.
True Lies made $146 million and is his number 3 all time.
What's above that?
Highest grossing movie. You got 4.
Yeah, but then... Like, his early work, Running Man, Commando, and Predator, there's no way they're in the... I think there's an Expendables in there. I think Terminator... I mean, I should think more Terminator stuff. Terminator 3 was fucking horrible. But people... What's the matter?
It was just a funny sentence. Terminator 3 was fucking horrible.
Fucking horrible. But people obviously went to go see it because it was T3.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was in, I don't know the titles. One of them, I think, was Christian Bale. He's not in it, but they use his body image, his face. So I'm not going to count that one.
Let me be fair and say that that doesn't count.
Right, because it's not him.
Right.
It says, but what was the one with Sarah Connor called? What's see, I don't know these titles.
You're asking me?
Yeah. It was Genesis is one of them. It was one with the girl from Game of Thrones. Amelia Clark. I don't know what that one's called. Dark Fate. Is that what it's called?
I love how you ask me. You think I'm going to tell you?
Can I just say the Terminator movie with Sarah Connor's back, old Sarah Connor, and Amelia Clark? That one. But I don't know what the title is.
I'll allow you to do that. Is that a guess?
Yeah, because they had to make more than 90.3. Yes, final answer.
Okay.
Final, the Sarah Connor one.
Well, they're all Sarah Connor ones.
That is true. The one where she's back old. The one that Arnold is now fucking some lady in a cabin. Remember that?
I did see that in theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think I took my son.
Yeah.
Because he became interested in the Terminator saga, and I was like, well, we don't really need to be.
Yeah.
But he did, and we went and saw that, yeah.
Okay.
It came out July 1st, 2015. It is called Terminator : Genesis.
Okay.
And in that movie, he plays a character called The Guardian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just a door in a cabin and some... Is it Indian or Asian woman is his girlfriend or something, or he stays with her?
The Guardian?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that movie made...
Yeah.
$90 million. That's his number 10. You got the top and bottom.
I scraped that one.
Genesis is number 10.
It's for Colin Jeanette? Okay, what else? So what's the Dark Fate one? Is he in that one? What's the one... What is this? Help me out here. What was the one?
Help you out.
Are they on the Golden Gate Bridge and the truck and it flips? Is that this one?
That's X-Men 3.
All right.
You got five. You need three more and you only have one wrong.
I should do this from the start. Can I text a friend?
Who are you texting?
I don't know. I was going to text either...
Matt would know better. I mean, I'm not trying to help... But Tim's not going to answer you, first of all, and he doesn't give a crap about these movies. All
right, I'm texting Matt.
Matt would know better.
I'm going to say, give me... All right, give me Arnold's... Hey, I'm not going to say who it is, because I'm sure he knows Arnold. Either Arnold or Arnold from Happy Days.
I would laugh if he writes back. You're like, Arnold from Different Strokes?
top... Well, I say, give me three, right?
Three. He can give you three of the top 10 movies.
Okay.
He's going to give you Terminator 2, True Lies, and Batman and Robin. I guarantee you. Mm-hmm. If he says those three, you lose.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Give me three top Arnold movies. All
right. Right now, Matt is sitting in a brewery trying to forget his day with his lovely wife, Christy. He's going to get this text. And he's going to be like...
I said, give me three Arnold top movies. Now!
He's going to get this text and go, these motherfuckers. What are they doing? Like, I'm trying to, like, forget about life. And here we are reminding him of life. You want to think of something in the meantime?
Well, I was thinking this. Like, I can text a... Oh, he just read it. I can text a friend, or I can claim a co-star.
You can claim a co-star.
Can I claim a co-star now?
I'll even do this. Do you want 2, 4, 5, 8, or 9? That's what you have left.
I'm curious on 2. On what's after T2.
2?
Yeah.
Your character, or your actor, excuse me, is Claire Danes.
It's T3. Final answer.
Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines,
yeah.
Came out July 1st, 2003, where he plays the T-800. It made $150 million.
Why?
And is his number 2 all-time highest grossing movie.
Damn.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
All right. Up. Matt texted. I gotta look.
See, this is the beauty of texting Matt. He actually responds to people.
Now, you said, if he says what?
Terminator 2.
He said that.
True Lies.
He said that.
And Batman and Robin.
He did not say that.
Okay. What did he say?
He said Predator.
What do you have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You need two more.
I need two more.
Two more.
That's doable.
Yeah.
And I already used both lifelines.
You so did.
What is after those? Like, what's his other big, like, Running Man, Commando, and Predator is his early ones. Oh, what's the Total Recall?
Ooh.
The other Terminator movie. I don't even know if he's in that. I don't know. What other movies, like, Eraser sucked. There's a bunch of shit. The like, Sixth Day, that was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
If fucking Last Action Hero isn't in there, I was like, I could have sworn. All right, $90 million is his number 10.
Yeah.
See, there's no way Predator made more than fucking Genesis. Matt, I'm using your lifeline, Predator.
Final answer?
Predator 2.
Predator 2!
Yeah. Final answer, where he plays Dutch? Mm-hmm. You're scrolling. He's scrolling. He's scrolling. He's counting after 10, 11, 12, 34. It's 22nd.
Predator came out June 12th, 1987, where he plays Major Allen
Dutch. I didn't even know. Does I don't think anyone says Allen.
No. Predator made $60 million, and yeah. Is his number, I just counted, I forget.
It was 11, too early.
12, 13, 14, 15th highest grossing movie. So you're out of wrong answers. You got to run the table now. You need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got to get two answers right.
But then, hold on. What happens when I get an actor per movie? If I get them all wrong now?
If you get another one wrong, then you can still win the game, okay, all right, in the redemption round, where I will give you actors for the ones that you missed. But I don't give you, like, easy actors.
I know you don't. How about, see, his family movies do well for him. See, one of them is Expendables, probably. Oh, my God. I'm going to say, I bet you Kindergarten Cop. That was somebody. Somebody made that. Not Harold Ramis. Who's the guy who made Ghostbusters?
What's the guy's name? Ivan Reitman.
That's the movie.
Ivan, you're right.
I want to say...
That is an Ivan Reitman joint.
I want to say Kindergarten Cop.
It's not a Spike
Cop.
Lee joint. It's an Ivan Reitman,
joint, yes.
Kindergarten Cop, that's what you're going with?
Final answer.
Kindergarten Cop came out December 21st, 1990, where he plays...
Great. I don't know. I forget.
John Kimble.
Oh, yeah. This is a family movie. It came out Christmas time. People went. Oh, I got one. All right, I'm sorry.
Do not touch the
host. I just punched the host. All
do
right.
Do not touch the host. Kindergarten Cop made $91 million and number is nine. His number nine.
I'm barely making it.
Kindergarten Cop. All right.
Do you know what one that I...
You only need one more.
Yeah, but this is... It's the one I just thought of where I just hit you is a family movie. That sucks. That we all watch because it's funny. Jingle All the Way. I don't know if that's in the top 10. But I'm running out of ideas. Jingle All the Way, Junior. There's another one he made. I think it was a stupid family movie or something. Or it's Expendables. But I don't know which one. Can I say Expendables with Stallone? And then you can pick which one?
If that's what you want to do. I mean...
Because I don't know. I don't know.
You guess what you want to guess.
I'm back. Like, there was... It was... He was in... Unless it's... I think... All right. Did it make more than $91 million, though? Expendables. That's actually... Not in a sense. Jingle All the Way. There's no way. I will say Expendables 2. Final answer.
Expendables 2... Came out August 17th, 2012, where he plays...
No idea.
Trench.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Expendables 2 made $85 million and is number 11.
I fucking suck.
It's number 11. So, you have still a chance to win this game. You did very well.
I actually did better than I thought.
You got 7.
I did?
Right?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got to name a co-star for numbers 4, 5, and 8.
For 3 more to go. Mm-hmm. Is Expendables 1 or 3? Is he in 1? I don't even think he's in 1. That's why I said that.
He's not?
I don't know. I thought him and Bruce... I don't know.
Oh, really?
And Conan's aren't in the top 10 at all. Those came out too long ago. All right.
I just got my Super 7 action figure of Conan the Barbarian.
Is it cool?
It's so good. So good. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to give you an actor from these three movies. You got to get all three of them.
Okay.
And if you don't, you lose. You become a box office bozo. But if you get these three, you're still a box office boss.
Oh, my God. Give me some easy names.
Stop it. Starting with number 4,
yeah.
Your actor is Sharon Stone.
Total Recall. Fuck off, man.
Total Recall.
Why did I say that?
Came out June 1st, 1990, where he plays...
Wait. Total Recall.
I'd be impressed.
Meissen or Miles? I don't know.
Quaid.
Quaid! Yeah, Quaid! The thing! Fucking A! Quaid!
Total Recall made $119 million and is his number 4.
I didn't think that was going to be like that high for him.
Number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Your co-star
mm-hmm.
is Eddie Murphy.
I have no idea. Go to 8.
Number 8.
Eddie Murphy and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Your co-star is Vanessa Williams.
Fuck you. That's Eraser. That's in his top fucking movies?
Eraser came out June 21st, 1996, where he plays John Kruger. It made $101 million.
That movie sucks.
This is number 8 all-time greatest.
Anything I remember from that movie is the alligator, and he shoots the alligator. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Think about your rules.
But voices. I'm totally wrong here. Is Arnold a voice in one of the Shreks? I have no idea. I have no idea, Dave. I have no idea.
Well, guess a movie in any Murphy movie.
Eddie Murphy with voices.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that Arnold was a voice of anything.
I didn't either. This is hard. I'm not saying this isn't
is
hard.
Is this the only person that is like the bartender? Isn't like the one of the Shrek bartenders like a big manly? I don't know.
Big manly.
Oh, my God, Dave.
I'm not saying this isn't hard. This is one I feel like you needed to win with the actual movies. Because this is rough.
He's not in like...
This is rough.
That's a hint. Is it a dog movie? What movie is there dogs? Eddie Murphy talks as a dog. And Arnold's a dog? I'm going to... Arnold's a dog? I'm drawing a blank. I don't know.
No guess?
Shrek 2.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is not in Shrek 2.
No.
June 22nd, 2001, where he played the White Wolf, and it made $113 million. Dr. Doolittle 2.
Oh. Fuck
no off. Idea.
No idea.
You needed to get Total Recall.
Yeah.
And you had said Total Recall.
I did.
And you would have won the game.
I said Eraser, too.
You said Eraser. This Dr. Doolittle is bullshit.
But I didn't think...
You needed to get Total Recall or Eraser to win the game.
Yeah.
And instead,
nope.
You picked the Expendables.
Is there any... I guess not. They isn't aren't they in this top maybe top 20?
Expendables?
Yeah.
Is number 11 is the second one. After that we have End of Days.
Yeah, the Satan movie.
Then Terminator Dark Fate.
That's the one I was thinking of. That's one on the bridge maybe.
Then Jingle All the Way.
See, yeah.
Followed by Predator, which you had guessed, Lax Action Hero. The Rundown. He has a cameo.
Is that with The Rock?
Yeah, it's Sean William Scott. And
Yeah.
That would have been rough. Collateral Damage.
That's the other one.
The Expendables 3, finally all the way down at $38 million. Conan the Barbarian. The Running Man only made $38 million. The original Terminator made $38 million.
I believe that, yeah.
Then Junior.
Yeah.
Commando.
Mm-hmm.
Red Heat.
Oh, Belushi.
The Sixth Day.
Yeah.
Conan the Destroyer. Escape Plan. Raw Deal. We're getting into some real horseshit here.
Yeah. Actually, I said Total Recall.
Red Sonja.
I'm kind of shocked that is up in this top five because I don't remember anyone talking about that.
I remember that being a big thing when we were like juniors in high school.
Yeah.
And going to see it and thinking it was complete garbage.
I'm sorry, Arnie. I failed. I should get to the chopper. I fucked up. I should have said the two that I said. I do that a lot. I say the movies and then I don't say them again.
You were very close, but in this case, Chris, you are a box office bozo.
I am a bozo.
Sorry. But we'll be back again. Right?
Yes, and I'm going to do this is... I'm going to turn the tables next time.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to need another drink.
You can get the bar right down the road.
Well, good job, Chris. I mean, I think you did really well.
I did better than I thought. I really did.
Nicely done, just not quite there.
Well, thank you, Dave, for, you know, making me sweat. You actually saw me sweat.
You look good. You look good sweating. I can smell your musk. I miss your musk. Miss your scent. Miss you so damn much. We should get an apartment together.
All right, well, until next time, thanks for listening.